Today is Monday, the 24th of February, in the seventh week of Ordinary Time.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never see.
Salt of the sound, sing, Come, thou fount. Today's reading is from the book of Ecclesiasticus.
Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy cause above.
All wisdom is from the Lord, and with him it remains forever. The sand of the sea, the drops of rain, and the days of eternity. Who can count them? The height of heaven, the breadth of the earth, the abyss, and wisdom. Who can search them out? Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Her subtleties, who knows them? There is but one who is wise, greatly to be feared, seated upon his throne, the Lord. It is he who created her. He saw her and took her measure. He poured her out upon all his works, upon all the living according to his gift. He lavished her upon those who love him.
Several of this week's readings come from the book of Ecclesiasticus. This is said to have been written by an experienced civil servant living in Jerusalem a couple of centuries before Christ. He wants to pass on to future generations what he has learnt from his long years of public service. What's your first impression of these opening verses? The writer is very aware of the limits of what human beings can know without the help of God. But his response isn't to commission new research or to give up all hope of ever reaching deeper insight. He invites us, instead, to ask for wisdom as a gift from God. How do you react to that invitation in your own life? Listening to the passage a second time, notice the kind of things that the writer thinks that it is difficult to discover.
All wisdom is from the Lord, and with him it remains forever. The sand of the sea, the drops of rain, and the days of eternity. Who can count them? The height of heaven, the breadth of the earth, the abyss, and wisdom. Who can search them out? Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Her subtleties, who knows them? There is but one who is wise, greatly to be feared, seated upon his throne, the Lord. It is he who created her. He saw her and took her measure. He poured her out upon all his works, upon all the living according to his gift. He lavished her upon those who love him.
You might like to finish this prayer by asking God for the kind of wisdom that you yourself need at the moment. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.